Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 273 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, you know, we just want to let you know we're a family-friendly show that you can definitely let your children listen to. We provide nothing but facts. We listen and respect everyone's opinion. And most of all, we don't swear. It's important to us that we provide a positive message while proving that you don't have to resort to a dick joke to get a laugh. I'm Jeremy. And with me today are two men whose dicks make me...
I'm sorry?
You freaking motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
What happened?
You tried to do a switcheroo. You knew I'd try to read off the page.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Oh, so good. I changed his intro.
Well, we already broke rule number one.
No, keep reading, motherfucker. Oh, God.
Ratty, thank you for the 6-month sub, bro.
Oh, shit. I'm crying. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men whose dicks are always a joke.
I'm sorry? Doesn't say that.
Yeah, read it like it's written.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, nope.
You're there, it's fixed. Oh, God, that was good. Oh, that was good.
I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who's make my dick look like a joke.
Doug.
Kevin! Hi.
Oh, yeah, I knew it. I saw that, and I was like, mm-mm, motherfucker. And I changed it. I knew you wouldn't look before the show started, and I knew you'd read it.
Oh, man, that was awesome. That was a lot of fun. Thank you for that. That's definitely a good way to change it up. Oh, my God. Well, if you like that, you're going to love everything else on this show. Hey, question. Do you think that you could go an entire show without swearing once?
Nope.
Yes.
Kev said, no. Kev instantly, yes.
I worked 15 years of retail. I had to get used to not swearing. Although my last 2 years of retail, I worked in a fucking urban ass area. So I could swear at that store and it was fine.
Nobody made a big deal about it.
Yeah, nobody made a big deal. Well, it was, if I didn't swear, I would have seemed really weird in that neighborhood.
Mm. So you're saying you wouldn't fit in?
Yes.
So you feel like you had to change yourself to fit in?
I mean, I didn't. I had to.
So what you're saying is you couldn't be yourself, Kev?
No, I was actually more of myself. I love the word motherfucker, and I say that as much as I can. So being able to say that at work, I thought that was a benefit. I took a pay cut to go there.
Fair enough. Well, if you like
to say the word motherfucker.
If you like these stories, if you like the fun that we just had in the intro, and you're not subscribed to us yet, you could do that with Audio Boom. They are our sponsor. We love them forever and ever because they provide our bandwidth for us to reach you people out there on the internets. Now, if you don't want to go over to Audio Boom, that's cool. You can still hit us up on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. Of course, you can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And of course, we record live on Twitch when Doug's internet is working every Monday night.
Hey, that's today.
You know, it hasn't happened too often, so I can't really get on to him about that.
Not what I'm telling people.
Of course not.
Well, if you knew how to fucking stream, Kev.
I do.
Here we go.
I don't do it very often, but I do.
Nope.
Oh man, that didn't go long enough. I have a thing of popcorn down here that I keep every episode to see when you two are about to get into it. I was about to reach for it, but I didn't need it this week, I guess, still. Oh, there's still an hour to go, so.
Doug's my bear.
If you can't make it to a live show on a Monday night and you listen to it in the car and you're stuck at work and you're like, fuck, man, I'm real bored right now. You know what you can do? You can jump over to Discord and say hi to us. Now you may be asking, well, Jeremy, I can't download an application because my IT department says no. And that's fine. You could go on the website and use Discord in the cloud. How about that? So there's definitely different ways for you to connect with us on Discord. You could do it through the phone, like I said, the cloud and the desktop app. And we have a great community filled with a lot of people who share a lot of positivity, you know, really pushing that positive message out there and saying hi to you. Not really any bad eggs out there, you know?
Yeah, no one in the chat being super negative all the time.
That's right. Positivity. Anyways, you can connect there with us and say hi, and it's going to be a lot of fun. While you're in that community, we've established something called community events as well. And we've run this for 2 weeks now, I think. About 2 weeks mm-hmm. we've had this going. And it's been great. But now we have an events page on the website. So if you don't want to hop over to Discord and you want to see what we're playing, you can actually go to the website. There's an events tab at the top, and you can click that and see what we're playing. Or if you are a part of the community and you're like, oh, man, there's too much stuff to read in this community events tab on Discord. I just want to see something nice and clean. Well, you can go there, too. It's all there. Yes. And so we want to send you there in case you need it. And we want to thank, of course, Blakey for putting in all the hard work for the community events. He's hosting it all. He's putting it together. He's running them. He's there for you. And I think that we're going to try our best to be at this Rocket League tournament. We're having a Rocket League tournament on the 30th of this month, which would be Saturday. And if you win it, it's a 1v1. And right now you could get it on sale with the Steam Summer Sale. Even on PS4, I think it's on sale, but it's like $10 or some shit like that. You could pick it up, play. You have a chance to win. The grand prize is a $50 Amazon gift card. And then also, we're going to be giving away some game keys for the runners-up as well. So that'll be a lot of fun. You should join in. Even if you're a part of the 8-Bit community, as far as the hosts, you're still eligible to win. So if you win the grand prize, you can win. Kev, you can win a $50 Amazon gift card.
No, because I'm terrible at Rocket League. Yeah. But thank you, though, for the optimism.
Yeah.
And this Thursday, there's a Left 4 Dead community event happening also. Mm-hmm. And Left 4 Dead is also on sale right now. Left 4 Dead 2. I think I saw it for $1.99 on Steam right now. Mm-hmm. If you don't already have it, it's definitely worth picking up for it's a fun game, even though it's a little dated, but it's fun. But they've modded the fuck out of it on mm-hmm. Steam. So there's a lot of fun skins that you can get for the characters, so you can have like a horde of stormtroopers come running at you instead of zombies. Yep. It's great.
Yeah, I was gonna say the sound effect of the blaster pistol mm-hmm. changes to like that in Star Wars.
Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
All kinds of good stuff.
I think they even have. Do they have swords in that game?
There's melee weapons. Yeah, so I'm sure someone.
Yeah, so somebody's modded it to a lightsaber. So
I had one where I had it modded to where when someone's helping another person up or healing them. They start playing Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing. So you're like they're rubbing them down all your sexual healing.
Yeah. So it's fun just for that alone. So mm-hmm. go check it out. Yeah. Blakey says it's $2. So
there's your chance. Get involved.
And join us Thursday night at, I believe it's 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Well, let mm-hmm. me just visit the events tab on the website.
Also, for our good old UK fans, we're actually doing a community event just for you guys that'll be earlier in the day, too. Mm-hmm. I believe that'll be the Friday, right? Or is this Thursday? No, it's Thursday.
It's going to be Thursday, so, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be Thursday as well, which will be 5:30 Greenwich. Was it Greenwich Master Time or something like that? GMT.
Oh.
Time or some shit. I don't
know
what I'm saying for. Either way, for you UK folks or you folks out there, 5:30. And you play some Left 4 Dead with hopefully some people. Maybe even Jeremy. Jared, do you work Thursday?
Yeah, I do. So I won't.
I was going to say, that'd be awesome.
That would be like 11 a.m. Mm-hmm.
That's why I asked if he was working. Be awake. The man wakes up at like 4 a.m. every day.
I do. I gotta get my calisthenics in. So. And silence. We have other shows on the network that you can check out. There's 8-Bit Saga, Divas, Dropkicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. All wonderful options if you want some variety in your life. Speaking of variety, let me tell you what you could do with your money. Let me tell you how you can diversify your funds, okay? If you invest into 8-Bit Geek today, you're going to get so many rewards. You're going to get just a mountain now of interest back to you. Now, it's not like, it's not money. You're not going to get money, but you're going to get content, and it's going to be great content. You're going to get a pre-show. You're going to get a post-show. You're going to get some awesome random videos every once in a while, like the one that we just sent out to last week where you saw Doug with a mini beard and no hat on. So that was fun.
Yeah, you guys making a zombie movie.
Mm-hmm.
That ever come to fruition?
No, we're trying to get one funded.
We tried to get one funded. It did get funded. And sorry, I keep coughing tonight. We did get it funded. So we have all the equipment. We have the storyboards. We have everything that we need. We just need the time to film it. And we've got everything we need. So one day it will get made. I can promise you that. One day. And then you're going to get so much more with Patreon. So please help us. All the money that you put into it goes right back into the show. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing if you can support us. If you can't support us with money, then support us with your lips. We're not talking sexually. We're talking about spreading the word of the 8-Bit Geek.
Okay.
Tell your friends. Oh, yeah. Okay. Tell your friends about us. Tell your mom. Tell your dad. Even your kids. Get them all involved. It's a family-friendly show.
Mm.
All right? So with that.
With that, let's go into misconnections.
With that, let's go into misconnections. I put that in the wrong spot. Let me move that real quick. Let's get into misconnections, not conversations. Get out of here, too.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was excited when I put these notes together.
So excited.
Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
And this week we've got misconnections from, let's see, why did someone, who keeps messing with me?
It's not me, because I have the notes copied over into a Word document because of the internet issues.
Okay.
Not I.
All right, Kev. Let me fix this. Kev, are you fucking around?
No, I'm not. I swear this time.
Maybe I really messed that up.
This time.
All right, so this week we've got a couple, actually just one submission. Ratty tried real hard, but I told Ratty that they just were too wholesome. They had to be a little dirtier. Okay?
Yeah.
And then also, I think that, oh, shit, who sent one? Oh, God. Now I'm going to forget. Crush Paradise sent the first one. And then the rest of them I had to find. So enjoy this week, guys.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah. What you been doing?
Oh, just traveling around the United States.
Okay.
Looking for them hookups. This week's coming from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Can I ask you a question, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get the money to travel so much?
Wouldn't you like to know?
That's why I asked.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what he asked the first time.
Yep.
Wouldn't you like to know?
All right, let's just get to that then.
He's overloading.
The chat is complaining that I'm quiet. I told you guys.
Start yelling.
I'm afraid to touch me. We did mic checks beforehand, and we've been trying to fix my audio because it's been too loud the last few weeks. So we changed some stuff, so it may have affected OBS. I don't do about it, though.
Going 88 says, well, what? Wait, Sean was Doug the whole time. My world is shattered. Twitch was a mistake.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, shit.
All right. So this one comes from the University of Louisiana Lafayette. To the constipated man in Griffin. Male for male. I had to poop today and went into the bathroom before class. I'm taking summer classes, by the way, at the University of Louisiana Lafayette.
Or as the internet calls it, OL.
OL. As I sat in the first floor bathroom, I heard you desperately trying to squeeze one out. It sounded like you were having problems. I thought your cheeks were kind of hot. It's a foot thing. Randall Savage understands. Let's see. I waited until after you finished to rub one out.
Well.
While you were still pooping, I noticed you peed a little on the floor. When you left, I tasted it. I want you. From what I could tell, you were kind of heavy and were wearing a belt today. You didn't wash your hands very long, you nasty boy.
Oh, no.
If this is you, I want you in my tight ass.
Oh, no.
I want you to ram my face with your man sword. Reply with the subject, Yellow Knight, so I know it's you.
Oh, my.
Yours truly, John. Bottom bitch.
Well, so much for being family friendly.
Oh, I love it. It's funny that you mentioned Randall Savage today. Hello, boys.
Hey, Dr. Randall.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
Hi, Dr. Randall Savage.
It's Randall Savage. Say it with me.
Hey, Dr. Randall Savage. Mm. Hey, tell these boys about how, like, being attracted to shoes is a thing.
It starts with the arch. And you always wonder about that arch, and it's hiding right under that sole. And you want to peel it off slowly just to see the tips of the of those wonderful toes. And then you see those little hairs. And then you keep pulling it back. And
Hobbit feet?
You see the arch of the foot. And
anyway, see, he knows what I'm talking about.
Anyways, what kind of shoes were they?
Oh, there are some pretty sick Adidas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Restrike.
They. Whew. Well, I got to get going, but let me read this real quick.
Yeah, they made me rock fucking hard, bro.
Yep, that's. Oh, no. I'm literally doing that now.
I was wondering why Sean didn't stand up to leave.
That's why he's still here.
I'm still sitting here. I'm rubbing another one out underneath the desk.
Poor Doug.
He's got to sit right next to him.
Yeah, I wish he'd stop.
I'm looking for Lexi in the northwest corner of love.
I don't think that's what.
No, LV is an acronym for love. That's, yeah, okay. That's how it works. I met you on Chrysler Link. We were buying cars together.
God damn it.
I think that you're from Bakersfield. Sweet, friendly, with cute feet.
Here we go.
Please let me know if you're still in town. I'm a photographer from Arizona. That's it.
You're a photographer too?
Well, you know, we all have our, side projects.
I have a question.
Go.
This, if you met on Chrysler Link,
yes,
certainly not Craigslist. That's what that CL stands for. Wouldn't you already have their information?
Oh, we Chrysler Link takes every account very seriously, and privacy is their top priority.
I know that's not true. I bought stuff through Chrysler Link.
It's too bad Chrysler Link doesn't have their misconnection section anymore. Yeah. Thanks, government.
Thanks, U.S. government. Thanks, Obama.
Well, boys, I got to get going. Gonna drive this sweet Chrysler home. See you later. Bye-bye, boys.
Hey.
Bye, Dr. Cabbage. Thank you.
Who's rolling away in the Chrysler Sebring?
Convertible.
Well, all right.
Why do you leave your window open? It's like fucking nice.
It's raining outside. Come on.
It's not raining here.
That's going to ruin your interior. Well, let me tell you, when I met a beautiful girl, Wait, what? When I beautiful girl met a beautiful girl.
Oh, okay.
It's a cautionary tale.
All right.
I found the love of my life here. Mm-hmm. And by here, here. Now, I'm a sexy 30-year-old woman. You can tell by the voice. That fell in love with you? I don't know why there's a question mark at the end of that. Did I fall in love with you? Do you think that? Do you remember? Stroking arms, brushing hair. You were white, slim, fun as hell. We loved each other, but we loved lipstick. Lipstick lesbians is what they call them. At least that's what I saw in like Showtime after 2 a.m. Now don't respond if you are a man. All I wanted to do was be with you another night, but I had to go back to California. Do you remember me? Do you still want me? Where could the time have gone? Where are you? I miss you. I miss Vegas. I don't know what that means, but I miss everything about you, girl. Definitely not a man. Velvet Jones. Velvetina Jones this week. Conversations, everybody.
I mean, that could have been a song, right? Do you remember me? Do you still want me?
I will remember you.
Where
See,
could
I thought you,
have
I thought it was
the time
be like
gone? Where are you? I miss you. I miss Vegas.
See, I thought it was going to be the whole, like, I found you, Miss New Booty. Get it together, getting it right to me.
You just said a song that our people 21 and younger don't understand.
Is that song of an old? Yeah, it came out in like 2008, didn't it?
Yeah.
2009? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they're like,
what the fuck are you talking about, man?
Let me tell you about an artist named Bubba Sparks.
Bubba what? Bubba did a what?
Yeah. Bubba Sparks, Kylie Park.
Ugh. Ratty in the chat says, Kev ruined it. He sure as shit did, Ratty.
I always do.
Hey, also, did we mention the $4.20 donation from earlier?
No, Random donated $4.20. Nice. At least that's what it says, Random. I don't know if it was Random Hero.
It was Random, yeah.
Okay.
Nice, so.
Thanks, Random.
Thank you. We're on the board.
Hey, so let's talk some top box office, because we got a new number one in the motherfucking house.
Box office.
In the motherfucking house. It's Jurassic World, The Fallen Kingdom. It made $148 million,
good on him.
Which is pretty damn good, because they expected less than that.
The
original movie...
Keep your expectations low.
Well, their expectations were a little low. For a second movie in a franchise, it generally doesn't do as good as the I would say original, but this is like the fucking sixth movie. Except unless your name is Marvel, then they just keep making more. But
yeah.
For this one, I guess the original one made around $200 million. This one made $148 million. Not too shabby. Still a huge blockbuster hit for them, and it'll get a sequel. So,
I mean, is that the way it ended?
Yeah. We just got another donation from Classic that says, 246, which made our total 666.
Nice.
Sorry.
So Doug and I went to go see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom without giving any spoilers away. I personally thought it was a fun movie. It was a great little summer blockbuster that you go have some popcorn to, with an utterly ridiculous ending. Just an ending that my jaw was open and I just was like, what the fuck has happened here?
Like in a good way, like over the top, or just this fell apart.
It kind of fell apart. Well, because it leaves you going like, okay, so we know that another one's coming, because I think Colin Trevorrow is returning to direct that one.
Right.
He has said it's going to be more of a horror film. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay.
The first Jurassic Park was pretty goddamn scary. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not necessarily scary now, 30 years
right
later, but it's fucking terrifying. It can be terrifying for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. That's fine. But then you see the end of this movie and you're like, okay, I think I know what you're going to do with this, but I'm calling bullshit. Calling such fucking bullshit. And it's hard not to spoil what happens, but like it's bullshit.
Do you think it's giving it away if I said that the heroes turn into the villains? Is that too much?
No.
Okay. So. The heroes turn into the villains, Kev. Yeah.
They Die. Make it. There's a character Die. Choice made. Now, to be fair, from a character who's, I guess it's fair that's the choice that was made coming from said character. Like, sure. But like at the same time, like, fuck that. No. Because then, like, you see the end of the movie, they're just like driving down the highway, and it's like, no bullshit. You are being detained right now by the fucking U.S. government. Like, no.
Yeah, and the chat has got it right too. This is a huge spoiler. I didn't want to give it away, but it's too good. Mario shows up, throws his hat on the T-Rex, and fucking takes over as him.
It's a me, let's go.
So
fucking Nintendo and their viral marketing.
Anyway, I agree. It was fun. It was a fun, my complaint was, I think it was a PG-13 movie, and I felt like, in comparison to some of the other ones, well, I guess the other ones aren't necessarily like super violent by any means, but this one felt like they would do something, but it would all be off camera. Like everything was off camera, mm-hmm. even to the point of like someone getting ready to smother somebody and like the pillow coming at the camera and like blacking out the camera. Where it's like, well, you could have shown what was going to happen. You could have mm-hmm. followed that through. Like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. It's stuff like that. I mean, dinosaur kills, fine. The first one did have that dude getting just chomped down by the fucking T-Rex, like pretty fucking
yeah, man. And then fucking Samuel Jackson lost his arm.
Yeah, and they have stuff like that. There's someone who definitely gets attacked and they lose a limb, and it's like hanging from their mouth. Like, it's pretty intense. But at the same time, like, I don't know, for these like dinosaurs, even like the points where they're on the island, like you could have been just a little more violent, in my opinion. We've seen more violence in this franchise before. It felt like they dialed it back a little bit in this one.
I also think that they fit two movies into one in this film. I feel like, I think what works for Jurassic Park and Jurassic World is when they're actually at the park, right? That's where you get a lot of the excitement. That's where people really love to be. I think that they rushed through being back at the park way too quickly. And Kev, I won't say, why they're at the park, but they're back at the park. I feel like the entire movie could have taken place on that fucking island. I think that the threat of the volcano.
I'm not going to spoil it for you, Kev.
Well, that's in the trailer.
That was in the trailer. Yeah, that was in the trailer. Basically, from what I gather from what the trailer has shown me, is they're going back to the island to rescue whatever dinosaurs they can from the volcano that is erupting.
That's true.
And basically, the government was like, well, fuck them. Mm-hmm. And Chris Pratt was like, well, no. And then he went there to rescue.
You're pretty on point. Some things that are a little bit different, but yes, I mean, for the most part, the volcano, they're gonna go save them, blah blah blah. And I agree, there are some moments on the island where it's actually intense, and there's like these, the dinosaurs, and there's the lava, and there's them trying to get off, and there's all this other sort of stuff happening. And it would have been great. I agree. Like, it reminded me a little bit of Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World.
Yeah. It's almost like both movies back-to-back are the same films. They just filmed them differently. Like, that's all it really is. I mean, when you truly look at it. And I really feel like this movie could have been contained on the island until the end where they do get off. And then that leads you into the third film. And then you could have dealt with that. But I really feel like the excitement was a little bit lost when they left the island, because you're like, all right, well, cool. Now we're at this one place for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, right. Like one other set. Like, I guess they spent all their money on the jungle stuff. So when they got to the second half of the movie, they're like, cool, it's all here.
Yeah.
This one place, all in a soundstage. But I will say, you know, Jurassic Park 2 felt that way also. Like, I think the beginning half of them with them on the island going to find these dinosaurs, mm-hmm. and like tag them and monitor them before Engine shows up to like take them off the island to like a, you know, essentially a zoo in San Diego. Like, it's kind of the same way. The stuff with the T-Rexes there, the two T-Rexes coming after the baby, knocking the fucking thing off the cliff.
Yeah.
Is fucking terrifying.
That's true.
Like, getting through the tall grass being chased by velociraptors, fucking terrifying. Like, yeah. And that was like a Jaws moment in that movie, where it's like, you don't fucking see them, you see their tails pop up or whatever, or you see a head pop up in the long grass and duck back down. Like, that shit is great. And like, that's where that movie succeeded. But by the time they got to San Diego, and oh shit, there's a T-Rex loose in San Diego, like, it becomes silly in like a blockbustery way, where it's like, like, oh man, like, well, look at this. This is a T-Rex loose in San Diego. This is fucking crazy. Like, ooh, this is crazy. You know, there's something about being on the island in their turf, like in their territory, where it's like, you are not supposed to be there. You know what I mean? Like, this is where they belong. And that's how the first half of this movie felt.
Mm. Yeah. Although there was one emotional wrecking moment for me where I was like, oh God. And I think when they were leaving the island, that shit was like,
oh my God. If that had been, see, get into it, the movie had ended there with that shot, like, tears. I would have been in tears.
Seriously.
I would have been fucking destroyed. Like, yeah. That's the end of the movie. Destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too, man. Like, I sat there and my jaw was open. And I was just like, what?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't want to spoil it, but there's definitely that moment where you know that they're like, hey, wait. Come back.
Please.
Yeah, I'm just a hold. Just you stop. I'll swim to you. Just hold on.
Is there room for one more? So overall, I think that it's definitely a movie to go see. But I'm going to be very interested to see how they actually fix this in the third, because I think that it's fucked up. I really do.
Yeah. I'm looking right now, because we're going to talk about Solo here in a second. And so I'm looking at like the ratings and stuff, and this has a 6.6. Mm-hmm. On IMDb, which this is pretty fair, I would say. Solo has a 7.2, I think, or 7.5, mm-hmm. which I also feel is fair. And it's just curious, it's just the numbers and the answers. Because 6.6, again, it's like that's not great. That's a 66 or whatever, right? Like,
mm-hmm. right.
If I remember my time in school forever ago, I don't think a 66 is passing.
Hey, we're having some issues with the stream. I don't know if you've looked.
Some people are. It's not. I'm good. Everything's fine on my end.
Okay, so it might be a Twitch issue.
Yeah,
everything looks good on mine when I'm watching the stream. So
it might be as if you're watching the stream right now and you're watching the show. If you have any issues, we do apologize. It looks like
reload the page.
Yeah, and Classic or whoever is watching, if you can relay that message to the chat, just say that, you know, everything is working fine. It might be Twitch, and just reload and try to help out. That'd be good. Well,
some of the people are saying that they have audio but no video.
I see.
Which again, that sounds like a Twitch thing. It's not a
yeah. Or get better internet, guys. All right, let's get into some news here. Disney has countered the offer from Comcast. What Comcast put in, like a $60 billion,
$65 billion, I think it was. Ash.
Well, Disney says we got fuck you money. It's $70 billion now.
Wasn't it more than 70? Wasn't it like 70.73 or 71.3 or something like that?
It could be.
I don't remember the exact total. It was a stupid amount of money. And on top of that, if I'm trying to open this link real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. I think this will give me the information I'm looking for. Okay, so there was a $65 billion, and then they came back with, where'd it go? So it's showing 52, which was their original.
Yeah,
their original. 52. And like 23 of that was in cash, and like there was like 23 or something that was also like stock and stuff. And so they came back with whatever theirs was. That was like, okay, you're gonna get the stock and stuff also, but we're bumping it up to this much, and we're taking on your debt. So the total that they're going to be paying for this is going to be like $85 million.
Billion.
$85 billion.
Okay.
And that's fine for Mickey.
Yeah.
I mean, you make one X-Men movie, you got that back. You're fine. All right, a couple.
$85 billion.
Yeah.
they're gonna break records, Kev. They're gonna bring Hugh Jackman back, and they're just gonna break every record in the book, man. $85 billion on the next X-Men movie.
Well, shit.
Uh huh.
We should just show the toll and some of this article that's linked. Because, I was reading about when it was announced what was in their bid. And I was just like, good fucking Christ, that is a lot of money.
Yeah, it really is. And, I mean, that shows you how much they're willing to go to get their properties back.
Yeah. And they, like, up the amount, like, that their stock would be worth or whatever. They, like, not, like... I forget, or maybe they lowered the price so they could buy more stock. I don't remember. It was like they changed by like a $10 thing per stock, which was apparently like a big deal. Yeah. Also,
which so. I heard that in this deal that they've already like essentially verbally closed it, and so Disney is pretty
they're waiting on the government now. Yeah. Which apparently that deal is moving through the government pretty quickly as well.
Of course, you're Disney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so you do what you want.
I do what I want.
Okay, so earlier this week we got reports that said that Lucasfilm. Was cutting off all the spinoffs and all the stories of, what are they called? The stories from Star Wars, stories of Star Wars.
The Star Wars story?
Star Wars story. And Lucasfilm has come and updated and said they're not quite as dead as you might think. And so it looks like everything that hasn't been announced is still going strong. They're still in production. They've also announced that Rian Johnson's planned trilogy is still going forward.
Lovely.
Yay.
I'll wait until... You know what? It's one of those... I didn't care for your episode 8. I am curious. You know what? A new Star Wars movie set outside of this current Star Wars timeline? I'm mm-hmm. all for whatever. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he... It's not a... Like we said before, it's not a terrible movie. We just don't like some of the choices that were made.
Yeah. And so here's a movie where he's not necessarily... characters that we may already know and love that have right. established backstories and just things that they would have done and wouldn't have done and characters that we all know and love that don't need to die for no fucking
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. rest in peace, Akbar. I love you, you son of a bitch. So sad that you got blown up, man. That rips my goddamn heart
out. Not even a last goddamn word.
No, he's just there. He's just in the background. He's just there going like, oh, where's our prop?
It would have been great if he didn't even get It's a Trap out. He could just been like, it's up.
Yeah, man, anything. Ugh. So. Fucking, I hate that. That's literally, for whatever reason, has become my largest complaint about that movie. That sticks with me because he's such like an essential character in Star Wars, even in the books and even the, like, you know, the new EU books and stuff. And just to have him go for nothing. Fuck you, Rian Johnson. Mm-hmm.
There are different reports out. So take everything with a grain of salt because we don't officially know. Some people are saying that the Obi-Wan Kenobi standalone film is on ice. But then I just saw another report today that says that it's actually still in production and it's being worked as a streaming service movie for the Disney's streaming service. So
interesting.
I don't know what's what. They also said Boba Fett's on ice. They also are saying that the Yoda, there was a Yoda solo movie coming out as well. And I don't know.
Boo.
So
I saw someone post, sorry, this made me think of the Yoda thing where someone was like, oh man, I can't wait till Disney announces the Vader, a Star Wars story movie. And Star Wars, like their Twitter responded with, see episodes 1 through 6.
Yeah.
I was like, very good. Very mm-hmm. good. But the reason I brought up Solo earlier is that they're blaming this all on Solo for Solo's like underperformance. But again, It has a 7.5, which, again, that's passing if you're going on a scale of 1 to 100.
Yes.
And
well, I 1 believe, to 10.
Well, but I mean a 75, though.
Okay. 7.5 out of 100 would seem a little dismal.
No, that's a 75. So out of 100, you know, if you're thinking like your school grades, 75 is passing. It's a C, but you still fucking passed.
Right.
And it seems like I've only heard from people who've seen it that they enjoyed it. Like, yeah, it suffered in some parts, but at the same time, it was a fun story. It was a palate cleanser after episode 8. The kid didn't do a bad job as Harrison Ford or Han Solo. Like, there was mannerisms and facial expressions and the way he delivered lines that I thought were really good. Lando was great. And it was like a Star Wars Western train robbery movie. Like, you know, whatever. Like, it was, it was a lot of fun. Did we need a, you know, and like this report, I feel, is also super fucking biased because they're like, Disney made a Solo movie that no one asked for with a character that, or a character that everyone already loved that they ruined. You know, it's just like, it seemed super fucking biased. And I was just like,
yeah,
get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't think you have your finger on the pulse on this. Like, I think people are being a little salty about it. And I'm one of those people who was like, I didn't fucking ask for this movie. Like, fuck this movie. And I went and saw it and was like, fuck, that was a lot of fun.
I think that's the thing. I think people didn't really ask for the movie, so they didn't show up to the movie, you know? And so there just wasn't a lot of love for it. And you know,
and it's made over $350 million in the box office. I'm sure that number has probably gone up since then. I know it's not necessarily doing as great in the box office here, like 5 weeks out.
But that's still profitable.
Yeah, I mean, granted, okay, so I'm also seeing different reports of how much it costs. Some were saying, like, $250 million is what it cost after having... It was originally supposed to cost about $150, but hiring a new director, doing 70% reshoots, bumped it up to about $250. Some places I'm seeing it was more closer to a $300 million. And so that... it's made $350 or $360 at this point. Like, yeah, you only made $60 million profit or whatever, but that's still fucking profit.
Yes.
Like, and I just, my problem with it is, like, there's other movies that Disney specifically has made, like, in, like, whether it be the Marvel franchises that haven't done as well or didn't do as well. Like, the first Ant-Man movie didn't do as well its first weekend as some of their other ones. You know, like, there's...
And that got a sequel, too.
And that got a sequel, yeah. And the thing is, like, well, they didn't put all the other fucking Marvel movies on ice while they figured it out. Like, it seems like everyone's trying to put the blame on Solo, when maybe it could be because Disney suddenly needs $85 billion to buy Fox.
That's a good point as well.
I don't think that's it. It's Disney. They have $85 billion in their fucking pocket. But, like, I don't know. It's just, there's all this outrage. There's people that are trying to currently remake episode 8. Like, there's a whole fucking thing, like, remake The Last Jedi, and they're trying to petition Disney to do it, which is, by the way, if you're one of these people that are like, oh, we're going to remake episode 8, go jump off a cliff. Like, just fuck off. Like, one, full of yourself are you that you think that you have any sort of power to, like, petition a movie studio such as Disney to remake a movie that they made a fuck ton of money on? They don't give a shit. They're moving on. They already have your money. You already saw the movie twice in theaters. Fuck off.
And they're gonna make episode 9, and everyone's gonna fucking love it again. And, like, it's just gonna be a cycle. Also, it's just a fucking movie, man. Like, I get that you're a big Star Wars fan, but you have to remember, this is a fictitious fucking thing. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it does not matter.
It doesn't matter. And again, like, it's okay to have something that you love, like Star Wars or Marvel or DC or whatever, and it's okay for you not to like what they're doing.
Yeah,
it's okay. Like,
true story.
But where are the people that are petitioning DC to remake Justice League?
Now, if there was a movie that needed to get remade, it's definitely that. Definitely that.
Yeah,
I would say Batman versus Superman. Really?
Well, yeah, but both of those.
But point being, like. Like, there's a point where it's like, it's okay not to like it, but you don't, like, you just move on. Like, it's okay that there's one movie in an entire fucking franchise you don't like.
Yeah,
I don't like Iron Man 2 or 3. It's fine. Because guess what? I don't have to fucking watch them. Like, I can skip them entirely when I decide to watch all the Marvel movies over again. I can say, you know what? Iron Man 3 was fucking garbage. Mm-hmm. I'm not watching it. It will not impact me whatsoever in any way to mm-hmm. watch this movie. And you can do that with Episode 8, because you just be like, ah, some stuff happened. They got their asses kicked. They'll explain it in the crawling text of Episode 9.
This is kind of the same thing where you look at the actress who played Rose as well. Like, what has gotten into you that you need to feel like you need to go on someone's Instagram and say the most hateful, just racist fucking shit that you can think of because you hated the movie? Like, you think yep. that's her fucking fault? You think it's her fault that the movie sucked? Like, it's ridiculous. People have made quit her Instagram, shut it down.
So I think we talked about this when we talked about it in our chats, but there was this Star Wars like fan group on Facebook called Resist Star Wars or something like that. And it mm-hmm. was like their whole thing was make Star Wars white again. And they were like, so proud. Yes, they were so proud for having like made her like quit Instagram and stuff. They were like, yeah, we did it. We got Kellyanne Tram or whatever. I think it's Kellyanne. I don't remember. We got her to leave Instagram. And, if we keep pushing, maybe we can get her to quit Episode 9 and quit acting altogether. Again, this is her first fucking movie, right? Like, this is like one of her first movies at Star Wars. This should be like a jump off point for her career. And there are these bitter fucking white dude assholes out there that think that like Star Wars is somehow made for them specifically. And the mm-hmm. fact that like there are people all over the world from all different nationalities and creeds and sexes and whatever that love Star Wars. And we've talked about this, where Princess Leia was not a goddamn damsel in distress in A New Hope. When she shows up, the first thing she does is make fun of Luke Skywalker and then take the rifle out of his hand. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't need protecting. Like, all they did was open the door and she got them the fuck out. Like, you know what I mean? Yep. Like, this movie doesn't belong to you. And it's a movie about, like, aliens and all this stuff in of another universe. Like, while the original movies made in the 70s may have had a white dominant cast, even through the prequels, with the exception of, like, you know,
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, Mace Windu. Like, this isn't for you in that way. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't made for you because you're white. Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So if you're one of those people too, I just stop listening to our show. Like, I'm good with you not being one of my listeners. I'll say it. It's fucked up.
I back you on that. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I co-sign, my friend.
All right, let's move on because we got a lot of shit to get through, and we've been stuck on Star Wars for a good bit of time.
For 273 episodes.
273 episodes. You know, our first episode was based on Star Wars. I think that just tells you where our heads at with it. So MoviePass. Let's get on a MoviePass. We've talked about them before. I have the MoviePass, and I don't know how much longer they're going to be in business because they're fucking up a bad. And they just sent me an email with this information in as well. So they're introducing price surging to popular movies because reasons, I guess. So if you're a monthly subscriber, I paid the yearly pass, so I guess it doesn't affect me. But monthly MoviePass subscribers you'll have a $2 surcharge depending on what title you want to see and what day. So if there's a higher demand, you're going to have to pay more. Which is
$2 to $6 depending on the option.
Jesus Christ. Like, I don't like,
well, rest in peace.
You're that's ridiculous. So I'm sure that MoviePass is gonna be great for everybody. They're also introducing Bring a Friend, IMAX, and 3D options arriving in August, but still you can't reserve seats at any theater other than a couple right now, so there's not much options there as well. Meanwhile, AMC AMC turns around and says, you know what, fuck y'all, we're going to introduce our own pass. So they've introduced their own movie pass. It's $19.99 a month. You get to see three movies, and they give you discounts on food as well.
Movies,
that's a good
week.
Deal.
Yeah, three movies a week.
A week.
And it's got reserved seating. You can, that also includes IMAX, 3D, and all that other shit that they throw in there. So they've got a great deal. Also,
Alamo Movie House has announced a movie pass as well. Theirs is in beta testing. They're doing it in one. They're doing it in one store right now, or one theater, and then they're going to expand it out. But yeah, Alamo City is Alamo City Movie. Is it Draft House? Alamo Draft House. Sorry, I said Alamo City.
Alamo City Comic Con.
Alamo Draft House is also doing a movie pass kind of deal, and so we'll get more details on that. Yeah. But there's definitely competitors. I think Movie Pass definitely deserves some credit for starting this, because I think that's the way that a lot of theaters are going to go, is this old subscription model. It's a great thing if you do watch a lot of movies, like myself. I love to go to the theater. It's a great option for you because, like we've said in the past, it'll cost me $30 every time that I go. So to have something to where it's like this is great. MoviePass will die, and it does pave the way for these other companies to come through and actually perfect it, you know. So
yeah.
I was going to say, if we ever were lucky enough to take this full time, like, I would totally invest in this, because I know you and I, Jer, would be like, it's Tuesday. What are we seeing today? Mm-hmm. All right. You know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you and I are at the theater seeing something, like, every, in the morning. I could see that being something that we would end up using.
Oh, yeah.
If we were able to do this
Full
time, which we could do with your support if you go over to our patreon.com/8bitgeek.
That's funny. Chud Fu says AMC $5 Tuesday every Tuesday. I remember living in Chicago, and it was one of the worst theaters would have that $5 deal, where it was $5 to get in on Tuesdays. You got like a free small drink and a free popcorn. That brought out the fighters.
Oh, I'm sure.
There was no way you went to a movie that didn't end in a fight. They had off-duty Chicago PD working there on Tuesdays, because it got so fucking crazy. Like, people would bring family members they didn't even know they had to the movies. I remember seeing Alien versus Predator, and about 20 minutes in, a whole family comes in, like, while the movie's playing, with like a newborn baby. And as soon as the first action sequence hits, like the boom hits in the theater, baby starts crying, and they were trying to calm it down right there instead of like walking him out of the movie.
I've said numerous times that, like, I haven't had like a bad, not necessarily a bad experience, but I haven't had like babies in the theater in a while. Like, I haven't had that happen. Jurassic World was a time where there were a bunch of kids and like some newborns, and I was like, there are fucking dinosaurs that are gonna eat people in this movie. That child is 4. Are you kidding me? I let Ollie watch those when he was a month old, because I know he wouldn't remember.
Yeah.
It's amazing the difference between what you get in different theaters. Like, I think I've told you guys before, like, I've got a place near me that is way more expensive. It's like, I want to say it's $13 a ticket instead of the normal anywhere I pay like 7 to 10, right? And I generally try to go to the more expensive one. You know why? Because there isn't shitheads. It weeds out everybody. It weeds out every non-serious moviegoer. Because if you're paying that much money, you're going to shut up and watch the movie. And you're not going to take out your phone. So I always try to go to this theater now, because I'm like, you know what? It's an extra couple bucks for me to get the peace of mind that I want out of a theater. Because I tweeted about this after I went to go see Jurassic World as well. 4 people on there just throughout the movie, down in front, Snapchatting, looking at Instagram, Twitter. Like, why? Why? So
there is
I think more places need to adopt the Alamo.
Yeah.
I was going to say, when Debbie and I really want to see a movie, we go to Alamo Draft House because of that serious shut the fuck up law. Or not law, but the rules that they have.
No, it's a law.
Yeah. Like, you know, because fucking they disproved that when we saw Star Wars, remember? We had to fucking deal with Brock Lesnar meathead up in front fucking making sound effects for the movie.
Yeah, that's true.
So it doesn't work all the time.
Pew, pew, pew. Womp. Wow. It's fucking Jer when we play Saga. I ignite my lightsaber. Womp.
No, it was the one where, like, it was the silent destruction one where something blows up and there's no sound and you just hear that asshole. Out of the whole fucking silent theater, you hear fucking Kansas City Brock Lesnar fucking make some stupid sound effect with his mouth. God, I will not forget that. But that was the one time Alamo did me wrong.
I would have that laugh that I that would have been me in the theater at that if I'd heard the.
Okay, Debbie and I were so frustrated.
That was one of the coolest scenes in the movie. But
yeah, and the thing is, like, Debbie gets, she's got a short fuse on that shit. Like, she will get pretty angry. And I'm like thinking, I'm like, okay, but why did it have to be the Brock Lesnar guy that you want, like, to argue with here? Because I've got no fucking chance. As meat-headed as this dude is, he will fucking bury me.
Sometimes you gotta take one for the team, man. You gotta, you know, you just gotta take that punch to the face for your wife.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been that night, too. Man, that dude was such a fucking... Yeah, so that was my one night. But you do, in general, you pay extra for Alamo Draft House and stuff like that to avoid the horrible people that feel like it's okay to go to a movie and take a selfie during the movie or just not give any fucks. One dude had a drug deal and we saw at that same theater, the $5 Tuesday one, dude was behind us doing drug deals on his cell phone while the movie was going. Final Destination. Yeah. And obviously we're not about to tell a drug dealer to shut the fuck up in Chicago because he probably had a gun. So yeah.
That's where you go. Hey, sir, listen, first off, can I get an eight? And then also, do you mind just, like, I really want to see this, but like, I also really want to buy drugs from you, but also just
want to get
really
my $5 worth.
But yeah. I want to get my $5 worth. Cause I'm about to give you 50. Yeah. So like,
I really respect what you're doing here.
I love it. Love it so much. But can I just, I really want to see this movie.
I could see that you're an independent business owner, but,
I don't know if it was the same day, but we went into some movie and then we saw cops pulling out people like from a theater. And they're like, what the fuck movie are they going to see? It was High School Musical.
Nice.
And they broke up like a crazy fight at High School Musical.
There always is one. Like, you can't go to a viewing party without fighting over High School Musical.
I guess not.
Hey, man. We're all in this together.
I don't even know that reference.
All right.
Is it Zach Braff in it or something like that? Zach Galifianakis?
No. Zac Efron, you piece of shit.
Whatever.
Don't. That
dreamy
don't,
motherfucker.
Yeah, that dreamy motherfucker. Don't. Like, you don't know.
God, he's got abs. What are we talking about? Days. We're talking about Warner Brothers and how they're cracking down on Harry Potter fan festivals. How about that?
Oh, sorry, Doug.
Isn't that crazy? So,
yes and no. This is not the first time they've tried it. And every time they do, the same thing happens where they get bitch slapped around by their fans a lot.
Yeah, it's not Star Trek.
But the other thing is, like, it depends on who it is, because like there's a Harry Potter convention happening in Dallas, Texas this August. I know a lot of people that are going to be there and that are involved.
It's like LeakyCon, right?
LeakyCon. It's a huge Harry Potter convention. It's huge. And like, they're fine.
They get the stars. They get the stars that come through too, right?
Yeah, they ain't fucking around with this. They won't fuck around with this. And the thing is, like, I'm reading about, there's one that's like, it's a free con in where did it say it was? Like Ithaca, New York, I think it was that one. They sent like a cease and desist, and it was like, it's free, so you don't even pay to get in. So they're not profiting off of that, anyways. They may have like merch for like a shirt or something.
Right.
But like, it's free to get in, and they expect normally around 20,000 people. And like, the same thing with like Paramount, where it's like, why are you doing? Why? What is it that you think that you're losing out on by them doing this for you?
Yeah, I mean, because their statement is that Warner Brothers is always pleased to learn about the enthusiasm of the Harry Potter fans, but we are concerned and to object when do object when fans gathering become a vehicle for unauthorized commercial activity.
Yeah, it's like they're worried that someone's going to sell their merch without their permission. And that's like, so like Star Wars Celebration was like, I think originally like a fan festival that like Lucasfilm became involved in. And it's huge. It's, you know, it's everything Star Wars, but like it's still like, if you make Star Wars art, you're allowed to sell it there. If you make something like a t-shirt with Star Wars on it, you're allowed to sell it there. If you are selling Star Wars licensed merchandise, you have to have the license or whatever to sell it, right? Like, so, you have to be a part of their like selling organization unless you are doing resales.
Hold on. I got an email back from them about booths.
Oh no. I'm not, you say it like that, it doesn't make me feel great about
It has to go, it has to go along with what you're saying, because they have requirements for the booths, and the requirement is that you have to sell 80% licensed merch. What? And then the other 20% can be unlicensed or like fan art, whatever it is. But it has to be 80% licensed products from...
Well, probably from the licensed sellers. But they do... I mean, we've seen people there that their booths are unlicensed, like shirts.
Just straight up unlicensed, like just fan art and shit?
Fan art. But yeah, and they have an artist alley and stuff like that, you know. But it's all Star Wars art. And then they have these like big name like Star Wars fan artists, right? Like these people are not paid by Lucasfilm to make these pieces of art, but they do it, and they have these huge galleries, and there's some phenomenal art. Ed has picked up a ton of pieces from there. Jerry, I know you've seen them. You've been at his house more recently.
Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff.
But yeah, he's got like a Han and Chewie that's really nice. He's got a Boba Fett that's really fucking sick. You know, it's signed by Jeremy Bullock. Like he's got some really nice piece of art. We both got some K2SO art there last time, but you know, like that they're not licensed, you know, Lucasfilm, like, or you know, whatever. So I think it has to do with like the actual stores and stuff. Like for example, ThinkGeek's gonna be there, and they're gonna sell 100% Star Wars merchandise, guaranteed. Hallmark's gonna be there, they're gonna sell mostly Star Wars stuff. Lego, you know, and all these other stores and stuff, and they'll have like exclusive Funko, right? 100% Star Wars. So I think that's where that rule comes from, because like again, there's people there that's like you sell this on your Etsy store. These little like, you know, it'll be like a beanie, but it'll be like, you know, Poe Dameron's flight helmet, but it'll be a beanie, right? And so like they're unless they've changed something this year, like that's how it's been in the past anyways.
I don't want to interrupt us, but I've got some really disturbing news. Breaking disturbing news. Ryan isn't watching our stream. He's playing Bacon Man.
Yay.
We mean yay. Why isn't he here?
He is a dev on that game, isn't he? Or is he just
No,
just
he works in the same dev office.
Okay.
Yeah. Also we had a donation a couple minutes ago. Kev, can you read that one off?
The donation recently came in from That's a Classic, donated $7.54 and said, I brought my 5-year-old. She loved and she was great the whole movie. So some kids, bro.
Well, there's one.
Yeah, okay. I didn't say every
there's
one of them.
One.
I specifically was talking about like the newborn.
Yeah.
Like some kids know how to actually conduct
my
themselves.
Kid was great. Also, it depends on your child. Like there are some kids like who are okay with scary things. Some of them love dinosaurs. Like I love the first Jurassic Park movie when it came out in 1994. I was like 8 years old at the time, so it was
old enough. We were older.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I was a younger kid then, and like I loved it. I was also 8, but like I've always loved scary shit. Like sure. But that brings our total up to 1420.
Oh yeah.
All right, let's get into some gaming news.
Fuck yeah.
GameStop, where Kev used to be a CEO of
for two weeks and then I quit.
He couldn't handle it. He was like, you know what, I can't. They asked him to trade in his bonus checks, and they were like, we'll give you $5.50.
They were like, no, you can get $7.50 in store credit or $3 in cash.
So they're in talks with a private equity firm to possibly buy them out. So
don't be Bane. Don't
I
be
saw
Bane.
That one of the companies that they're having really close talks to is the same equity firm that owns Hot Topic.
Oh, lovely.
So,
I mean, it makes sense since Hot Topic sells almost the same stuff these days. Like you go to a ThinkGeek store and you go into a GameStop or Hot Topic. I mean, they've got a whole wall of pop figures. Mm-hmm. They sell like obviously licensed shirts for movies and whatever pop culture is.
The only difference is they got some rad punk rock playing over the radio's waves.
See, okay.
Really
yeah,
loud.
That's true.
Yeah. That's, I mean, remember when they used to sell like vinyl and band shirts? Do they still do that?
Yeah, they still, I mean, well, last time, it's been a little while since. I feel weird going into Hot Topic these days.
Because you're old?
Because I'm at that age where, like, if I walk in there alone, they're like, are you looking for your son or daughter? Yeah. Like, so I really don't go into Hot Topic.
And then that's when you said, Well, I'm looking for a son or daughter.
You wouldn't make one?
What?
But I just don't go in there very often. I don't know. There's just nothing that appeals to me
so
anymore.
So I'm not allowed to.
I don't really buy band shirts like I used to anymore because, for one, I'm 37. I say that, and I've got like still like 20, 30 band shirts in my closet. But that's another reason why I don't buy anymore, because I have like 30 fucking.
Yeah, you should have used that reason instead of your age, because fuck that shit. Dude, if you're into something, live that shit out till you're dead. Like,
oh, no,
fuck,
no, I
fuck
agree.
Anyone ever telling you not to wear a band t-shirt because you're 37? If anyone ever tells you that, tell them to suck your dick, man.
Like, well, no. I can't do that at work. So.
Can't do that at Hot Topic either if you want to leave.
You can, however, just see their ID first. You're like, excuse me, before I say this, can I see your ID?
Before I come back with this awesome quip I have, can I please see your ID?
1998, that qualifies. Hey, cool, cool, cool.
Stop my dick, motherfucker.
So if they're in the running for it, I don't know. GameStop is obviously, Kev, you said it best. It's kind of, you feel that it's kind of a blockbuster in ways.
Yeah.
I still think that it still has a chance to survive. I think that there is still a lot of life left in it.
As long as there's people that want to buy physical games.
And I used games and classic games. Like
used games too, yeah.
Then they'll have a place. And like I said on last week's show.
I will say this. They'll definitely be closing stores.
Yeah,
I
mean, for sure.
They can't do the same kind of business they were doing 10 years ago with 5,000 stores in 2018. There's no way.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to go broke.
Yeah, no, for sure. They'll definitely have to close up some stores. But
they're going to scale it back.
I think what I said last week on last week's show is that you still have a population that does not have high-speed internet. And so in America. And so they still rely on GameStop and other places to go buy some physical games. So
right.
We just got another donation, and they're donating on my behalf to fill the swear jar. Kev, can you read that one off?
That's a classic. Donated $54.80 to say for all the bad words Doug just said. That is a lot of swears.
Bringing our total up to a 69.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Bethesda. Oh boy, Bethesda is Warner Brothers. I should say Warner Brothers. Bethesda's suing Warner Brothers over their Westworld game. This is a crazy story. So Bethesda hired a third party developer to work on Fallout Shelter. Yes. And where is the name of that company? Oh, I wish I highlighted it.
That was Behavior.
It's Behavior. So Behavior worked on Shelter. They had the code and everything. Bethesda owns all the code and all that good stuff. Well, then Warner Brothers hired the same company to work on Westworld the game. And Bethesda, when the game came out, they were like, this is our code. This is everything. This is exactly our game. And we can even tell it's our game because it crashes at the same exact spots that we had in our code. And so right now that Behavior studio, they're fucked, because not only are they're getting sued by Bethesda, Warner Brothers is going to turn around if they had no knowledge of this, and they're going to sue the shit out of them. But then again,
I was going to say, I wonder if Warner Brothers would be like, hey, remember Disney when you said you're going to pay for our debt?
Wait, that's not Warner Brothers. That's Fox.
Not Warner Brothers, brother.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
Yeah. No, they just got bought by AT&T.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Yeah. And so,
yeah, they fucked.
Yeah, Warner Bros. Got purged. So what's really funny about it is, like, Warner Brothers, how do you not know? Like, how do you not have somebody on your staff and in your gaming department go, hey guys, this is a lot like Fallout Shelter. Shit, this is Fallout Shelter. Hey guys, let me knock on the CEO's door. Hold on.
There is the chance. I mean, maybe they didn't know, but like, they clearly hired Behavior to do this game just like Fallout Shelter, to have a Fallout Shelter like game. Like, there's no like, hey, this is like it. That's what they fucking wanted. They wanted this game
true.
To be exactly.
Yeah.
They wanted it to be a knockoff. Now, that being said, did they say, and is there like any way to prove this? Hey, no, it's cool. Just use the same code.
Yeah.
But even then, even if they said that, they may not know about the contract between Behavior and Bethesda. So they may have assumed that they own the code. At that point, it's still not Warner Brothers' fault for using the code, because that is a breach of contract between Behavior and Bethesda.
Yes. So,
So,
and I mean, they'll just deny it too. Oh no, we didn't know. We didn't fucking know. Unless there's emails.
Again, unless there's a way to prove it. Like there's an email chain somewhere where someone's going like, nah.
Like, fuck, they found out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or even saying specifically, I don't fucking care if they own it. Use that code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be the smoking gun right there.
So I can't wait to see how this plays out.
Yeah.
PlayStation is bringing back their PlayStation Hits line, which is kind of cool. It's like 5 years a little late. I wish it was a little bit sooner, but you can pick up some
5 years too late. You know, the PlayStation came out in 2013, right? 5 years ago.
Yeah. I wanted it first year. They should have
greatest hits right off the bat at launch.
Duh.
My camera just went super blurry, guys. Look at me.
You look. Yeah. It looks cool, though.
I'm not even stoned. Okay.
Harry's back.
My high's duh. I came down from my high.
Fucking buzzkill.
Now I gotta get fucking.
So you got all these cool titles now that you get for $19.99 a piece.
Yeah.
Ratchet and Clank, Metal Gear Solid 5, Doom, Street Fighter 5, Uncharted 4. Get that.
No, that's, you know, I was looking at getting it when it was like 25. So now it's gonna be 20. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I'll save $5. Fuck it. Yep.
And Yakuza 0 is a game that
it is a game.
It's a really good game, especially
I
think it's one of the best Yakuzas, and you can go into this not knowing any of the other previous Yakuza games because it's like a prequel.
And so also Ratchet and Clank.
I recommend it for $20.
I started playing Ratchet and Clank this week.
Nice.
It's like playing a Pixar game. I mean, it's like living in a Pixar world. It's so crazy how good this game looks.
Especially on a PS4 Pro. Like, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, I'm so tempted to go to, like, my, you know, I only go to GameStop, like, once every 10 years, because why? And trading in my PlayStation and my Xbox One and seeing what I can get for both of them and then getting the Pro or maybe both.
Let's see here.
One X.
Do it!
Because I want to, you know, like there's just everything they showed off at E3 is just like,
you want the best version of it.
I want to play all of it. And I want it to look with my 4K monitor that I have.
Do it. Do it. Hey, does your 4K monitor support HDR?
Yeah.
You got to look. Yeah, see.
It's rare if they do. Monitors don't normally.
Oh, yeah, that's true, don't they?
Yeah. I don't know. I was going to say, Kev, you have the same monitor as me.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
There you go. No, it doesn't.
Doug, you gotta get that 4K TV, put it on the card with the HDR. Get it. Put it on the card. I'll go with you. I'll help you. I'll help you put it on the card. You may not be able to do it, but I'll take the card for you and I'll put it. I'll ring it through.
It'll
for
be
you.
Your card.
Oh, but I thought maybe 8-Bit was going to be super fucking generous and be like, hey, here, we'll help you out.
No.
It's your card.
It's your card. Yeah. Man, we'll just help you swipe it.
Well, what the fuck is the point? Then why am I here? We buy Kev plane tickets and shit all the goddamn time.
Whoa. When was the last time you bought me a plane ticket?
It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Just know that we have.
Semantics, like, Kevin.
Do I have to show some receipts or something? Am I going to get reimbursed? Because I haven't paid for shit.
Yeah, you haven't, Kev, ever.
Yeah. The last fucking, when I went down there to fucking.
We bought your plane ticket to come down for Texas Frightmare last year.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah. Hey, Kev, who bought you a bag of chips?
Yeah.
8-Bit.
Who bought you a t-shirt from Texas Frightmare? I got a fucking bag, you motherfucker.
You asked for the bag.
I didn't ask for shit.
You didn't ask for shit. Oh my god, that's a picture I got to put on Patreon.
You know what though? My wife uses that bag every day.
Really?
Yeah.
She does. Well, at least during the school year, she takes like her purse and then she puts all, she has the school bag, and that's her school bag.
That's dope.
Texas Frightmare Weekend bag.
Hey, hey, it's gone to use.
Yeah.
That's good.
So,
it looks like Microsoft is going to be working with Razer to bring mice and keyboards to the Xbox One. So it's just going to be a PC now, essentially.
Yep.
I mean, it's already got Windows 10 installed on it. A version of Windows 10. It's already running all the PC games and they're porting them all over to the PC, all the first party games. And now you're adding keyboard and mouse. I mean, why not? I guess they already allow it, don't they? You can hook up a mouse and keyboard to it right now, can't you, Kev?
For your Xbox?
Yeah.
I think you can. I haven't tried it. I have no interest in doing it.
Can you test that for us?
Be right back.
Not now. Later. Just test it out. Maybe somebody in the classic says yes, you can. Okay. Remember when that was a big deal? When people bitched and moaned and they were like, you can't ever hook up. You can't because it's such an advantage. You can't do that.
Because of that. I was going to say, not because of technology, because I remember PS2 had a controller with a mouse pad on it, and you use a mouse and like a weird like fucking analog piece, and you would use like a mouse and keyboard kind of deal.
There's some PC games, get this. PC games that have ad tracking software installed. Yay. So
what a time to be alive.
Reddit discovered that there was Civ 6, Elder Scrolls Online, Kerbal Space Program, Hunt Showdown, and Warhammer all had this tracker called Red Shell installed. And if it was installed, you were exposed to marketing campaigns for the game that you're playing. And if you purchase the game, blah, 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 super fine. So I guess they're shutting it down now, though, because it's open to.
Because people found out.
Because people found out. Yeah.
Yeah. Because people found out.
Damn. Well, that was a good like 6 years we had, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they're going to come out with one called Blue Shell and just. It only takes information from the person in first place.
Yeah.
I guess many developers with titles have on lists had announced that they were removing it and said that it wasn't spyware, but advertising analytics software, a.k.a.
That's
spyware.
Spyware.
Yeah, you fucking fancy words don't fool us.
Oh, shit. So there you go. We're going to find out, even though you got us for 6 years. Mm-hmm. Reports have come out that says PUBG has lost half of its player base on Steam since January. Fuck.
It's pretty tough when as a free-to-play game that is a little more cartoony that people are really enjoying.
That plays way better.
That has way better mechanics and gameplay. Although I love my time in Battlegrounds. I loved playing with you guys. It was a ton of fun. It was a ton of fun.
I still go back and watch those clips.
We still have a lot of friends and stuff that still play.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's... Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, when a lot of people, because, you know, to go back to YouTube's like how they show like what people are posting as far as video games. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was just a huge uptick of Fortnite videos. Like there was just, it was insane. How you just saw a decline in everything. Mm-hmm. And just an uptick in Fortnite.
It took over the world, man.
The weird X between that and like Minecraft. It was literally just like, they went and then blah, you know, or whatever. Like they just crossed each other.
And they did it in a way where it's free to play. You get a full game out of it, and then they just making. I think the numbers like they make 200 million in 60 days on cosmetics.
Fuck,
that's how much Fortnite's pulling in. It's insane.
That is,
guys. Can we do something to make 600 million in like? Or 200 million in 60 days.
Yeah,
like,
I keep telling you, take your shirt off and let's do a calendar.
That's true. Call it the 8-bit Game Boys.
Please, I will do that. Shirts off.
Shirts off, posing with different controllers. We'll give Doug the Wiimote.
We're like... is that to cover my dingle dangle?
We'll give Kev the Game Boy Mini.
And then his like big slogan, he'll be like, we came to play.
We came to play. It came as bold and underlined and italicized. It's just like, we're going to make sure that you read that word with emphasis. I'm okay with doing this idea if every month, like, it's just Caleb.
No, Caleb will be on there, but he'll just be in the background. He'll be in the background of everybody. We're going to make a calendar.
No, he should be front center. We should be the background of everything. Are you kidding me?
Caleb is a good looking human being.
No, we're going to make a Caleb calendar, and we're going to hang it on the wall, and then we're making our calendar, and he'll always be in the background in our, in our calendar.
Okay. That is some Inception type shit. Yeah, it's like someone installed spyware on the calendar.
Let's see. Red Dead 2 might be coming to PC.
Call it a calendar.
Oh, there we go. TM, TM, TM.
Sorry, I moved on too fast. Say it again.
So we should call it the calendar. Calendar. It's
there
very hard to say.
I've already pre-ordered it. I don't even know how.
It's my bank account already got charged.
Yep.
Red Dead 2 is possibly coming to the PC, guys. Just to let you know. One of the devs went on to what's that site that everybody uses to get jobs and stuff,
like LinkedIn,
something called LinkedIn or something. Well, he said that he's been there for 7 years, and on his resume it says Red Dead 2 PS4, Xbox One, and PC. So there's that leak for you.
Yeah, because he's got it shows there's a screen grab of it, and it shows Beaterator for iPhone, LA Noir, PS3, Xbox, and PC. GTA 5, PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, Xbox One, PC. Red Dead 2, PS4, Xbox One, PC.
Yeah. So I'm sure.
I don't think it'll be launched, though, because if it would have been launched, then it would have been prominent in their marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a solid chance it'll probably take
a year.
At least a year
after.
Yeah, that's what it did for GTA 5. Yeah. I mean, GTA 5 came out on PS3 and Xbox 360 in 2013. By 2014, it was all over the consoles. And then I think it was like 2015, it was on PC.
I can't imagine them not doing it. Especially, and I think this goes on to say this as well, just how lucrative GTA 5 has been on the PC market, specifically with the online play, the servers, and all that stuff. Not to mention, again, all the other shit that people pay for. But just the fact that, you know, we're seeing GTA 5 on sale, like, for the first time on the Steam Summer Sale this summer. It's marked down to, like, $20. If you don't already have it, go grab it. But this game has been out since 2011 or whatever.
And it's still always in the top 10 for sales.
Always up there and at full price. Mm-hmm. Like, at full fucking price. You know,
and they just announced another online feature that they're introducing soon where it's going to be, like, a nightclub. For GTA Online.
Yep.
Yeah. And so it's like they're still pumping out content.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like, where people can own a night, like people can own a nightclub. Which the thing that made me laugh about that the article was it went on to say like featuring playlists from four different artists. I was like that.
Okay.
That's it.
Especially coming from Rockstar, where it, like even like back in the PS2 era, they were able to get like a 12-disc set for Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Yeah, but you got to worry about that licensing.
Yeah,
back then,
there's like 200 songs in Grand Theft Auto 5.
Right, but you also back when the second one or third one or whatever the fuck it came out, fourth one, you didn't have to worry about a game living on past a couple years. Now it's like this game has been fucking around because online for the last goddamn 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Mm-hmm. Fuck. So.
Fuck.
Well, shit. What was I gonna say next? Oh yeah, Sega is producing Dreamcast and Mega Drive theme candles, and from the looks of it, these look dope. I want one.
Yeah,
but they're allowing fans to, I guess, name the scent.
Oh, that's just a bad idea.
Yeah.
Oh, they're.
This is how we end up with Bodie McBoatface.
Yeah, seriously.
They're suggesting, company didn't say fans actually determine the scent, but this makes Sega's favorite suggestions will receive both candles for free.
I love that some of the fan suggestions are, and the first one is perfect, hot plastic.
For real.
Yeah, if that thing doesn't smell like a fucking Dreamcast did when you turn the Dreamcast on, I don't fucking want it.
One of them says thrift store smell.
Oh.
Chili dogs.
I want it to smell like the inside of new product. Oh my God. My wife, whenever I get a new toy, like when I got the Switch, I sat there before I turned it on and just went through the open ports. And I just like love that smell of new electronic. There's nothing like it.
And that's how Jer got cancer.
I know a lot of people who do that and who have not gotten. Oh wait, no. All of them have gotten.
Oh no. They all got testicular cancer.
Shit.
What?
Shit.
I feel like the candle itself would be like Sega, where it'd be super innovative at first and then it would just burn out way too quickly.
Oh.
Is that a bad metaphor?
Jokes.
Bad jokes.
This is coming from a fan. I'm a Sega fanboy. I loved Sega. I had a Dreamcast. I love the Dreamcast.
I love the Dreamcast so much, man. It was my it's still my favorite. So I've said it a million times on this show. It's my favorite console of all time.
I mean, I can go on a separate podcast and just talk about how much Sega was awesome. Like they were so far ahead of their time. Like not this episode. I mean like its own episode. Ew. Talking about how Sega is so far ahead of its time.
Going 88. Come on, Des Bryant. Going 88.
That's what I was laughing at. Pre-order our new set, Comic-Con.
Ooh.
I didn't know Des Bryant likes some Comic-Con.
I was going to say, pre-order our new scent. Yeah, if you're going to say that, it'd be like Street Fighter Tournament.
Oh,
smells like Cheetos and BO.
Anyways, guys, that's the show.
Is
yeah.
it? Mm-hmm. Any more stuff to talk about? I miss you guys.
I miss you too. I was going to say in the when we're talking about the Red Dead and how PC has really become it's a huge powerhouse. Look at like they just announced Madden back on PC. It's been gone for so many years.
Yeah.
Like that's how much PC means to the gaming community nowadays. It's like, all right, you got to have almost every fucking game on it. And look at even the sports games now are coming back to it.
Yep.
Which is crazy. But yeah, that's the show. I hope everybody enjoyed it. If you did, let us know. We have if you join the Discord, we have an 8-bit feedback page over there. Little and you can let us know what you think of the show, things that you would like to see more of, things that you didn't like. Yeah, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next week. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until then, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.